Let's hear now from Layla Mackwood. Layla?
Awesome. Hi, everybody. I'm really excited to be here. My name is Layla Mackwood, the chapter director of Women Grow DC. Women Grow was founded about a year ago in Denver when two women saw this emerging billion-dollar industry and said, hey, we definitely need a cut of that. We need to make sure this is not like the tech boom in the 1990s. So there is a face for women to come out of the woodwork, a professional business networking face that allows them to talk about their business and make connections and ultimately just do really awesome things. Is the presentation working, just out of curiosity? It's not. Not working. Okay, cool. So I'll just go off the cusp here. Yeah, it's, Lauren pretty much covered it. I mean, women are a rising electorate. We make 85% of the consumer spending in the United States. We make 80% of the health and wellness decisions for our households. This industry truly is, I don't know if did any of you see the Newsweek article, Women in Weed? If not, you should, yeah, definitely check it out. It's becoming this industry that is, people think is gonna be the first industry really dominated by women. So Women Grow's big thing is, well, first of all, let me ask, does anyone have a business or has been in the industry? Okay, I see a couple hands here. I like the dance back there, very good. Yes, it is something to dance about. Have any of you ever thought about having a marijuana business? Thought about it? Okay, yeah. So now's the time, and it's groups like Women Grow that really allow us to facilitate this relationship and grow each other. So our big thing is our signature networking events. They happen the first Thursday of every month, where we bring in an industry expert, like we brought in Delegate Congresswoman. It's an act of defiance calling her Congresswoman, I suppose. Because the truth of it is, we are a district, but you know, we voted for Initiative 71, and that deserves to be represented fairly. But we brought in Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton. We brought in Students for Sensible Drug Policy, Executive Director Betty Aldworth, whoever really. We actually have a couple of our speakers in the room right now, Minna Nilanot from Hemp Kettle Tea Company and Kyla Hill from Get Hemp Butter, both really awesome examples of what you can do in this industry. So yeah, we have our signature networking events first Thursday of every month. They speak. We do some kind of icebreaker, open networking type deal. And it's really phenomenal watching these connections happen right in front of you every month. You can find business partners. And what's so incredible about this industry is everybody's coming in, unless you've been in it for 10 years, which certainly there are folks who have been, but it's very, very fresh, very, very new. You know, you have professors, you have market researchers, you have digital strategists, you have gardeners and farmers. It's really, I really don't think there's a more diverse industry than this one. Oh, nice. Awesome. Cool, yeah, you can just keep going. Yeah, monthly signature networking events, yada, yada. Women Grow nationally. Like I said, it started a year ago, and it spread like wildfire because people care about this, and women care about it specifically, and it's... we have over 30 chapters across the country now. We're just the DC chapter, but it's really thriving. Is this going to work here? Awesome. So, yeah, like I said, if you've thought about getting involved in this industry or doing something cool or organizing, I say do it now. If you want to start a chapter, it's actually... I don't want to say it's easy. It obviously takes some work, but go to womengrow.com and fill out the chapter form. Secure, and this holds true for really any type of organizing that you want to do. If you want to start a group or you want to do something in this realm, these steps are pretty applicable. Secure a leadership team. We started off, there was only two of us. So you just need some kind of support. And, you know, we... picked a date, we secured a speaker and location, and we secured the speaker, which was actually probably one of the harder parts, especially in a place like Virginia where there's not really a super thriving industry, and if there is, it's underground. But, you know, start contacting your friends, your families, your colleagues. Really start talking to people about this, because these folks are going to be the ones coming to your meetings, and they're going to spread the word and help you build the movement here as well. Attend local events. We were talking about organizing, and that's so incredibly important, getting on the streets and having those face-to-face conversations. People really just, they don't know they can talk about it. They don't know there are people out there that are willing to have this conversation with them. So it's phenomenal when you walk up to, or people walk up to you, and they're just like, oh, there's a space for me. I can do this. Are you sure? And yes, yeah, we are sure. You can talk about this, and you can do really cool things in the cannabis-related realm. But, you know, we went to a variety of different festivals in D.C. D.C. actually hosted the nation's first Best Bud competition this past month, which was really exciting. And, you know, start a Facebook page, or a Facebook group, and all of this stuff. The national organization provides you with a bucket or a plethora of resources. So this is just a skeleton, but if you really want to start a chapter here, you can. You're not doing it alone. National is there to support you, and also all the other local chapters are here to support you as well. So I think networking can be kind of horrifying sometimes. It's like you're placed in this awkward situation where you have to walk up to random people that you might not necessarily know. So, I mean, just some do's. Come prepared with topics to discuss your experience. Like we were saying, everybody has a skill, and it can be applied to this industry. So, you know, just make sure you're bringing that to a table. You can observe others' facial expressions and body language and deciding who to approach. You know, if they're in the corner, kind of just like looking around, like they do want to talk to someone, I think those are usually my targets. I'm just like, okay, who's standing alone that I can pounce on that will listen to me, and that I can get something from them as well. But you know, you can judge it properly. You look for eye contact, look for opportunities where you think you might be able to help someone. Use the people in the room that you know to make introductions. Keep one hand free for snacks or for handshakes. I can't tell you how many times, Lauren's laughing, but yeah, I see laughing here, but it's true. Yeah, snacks are fun to hold, drinks are fun to hold, but it's good to be able to shake a hand. It's not about the amount of people you're talking to. It's about the quality of conversations that you're having. So don't go to these networking events thinking, like, oh, I need to collect every single business card. No, you know, you want to have those two or three really valuable conversations and come out of it having made an impression. Try and really focus on the person that you're talking to. It's really easy, especially in a crowded room when exciting things are going on, to try and find, look around and see other things, but really try and engage with the people that you're talking to. No need to try and look smarter or more competent or raise your voice in any ways. I mean, it's easy. I've noticed it happen. It's easy to like really try and be the best person in the room, but a lot of us are also new. None of us are looking to be the best. We're just trying to figure it out. Lastly, just a little bit about what's going on in D.C. So how many of you are pretty familiar with Initiative 71 and what it's entailed? Okay, I see some non-hands, but okay, it passed in November of 2014. Since D.C. is a district, you can't pass a tax-regulated initiative through the ballot initiative process. So this ballot initiative was solely to grow, possess, and gift. So there was no framework at all to text and regulate, but it was poised to pass. So the city council was actually already drafting bills to tax and regulate it before it had even passed. But in December, there was an omnibus budget bill that was passed, and Maryland's representative Andy Harris, who thinks all things D.C. are not important, and D.C. is basically a bunch of children. He doesn't believe in D.C. statehood, doesn't believe that the nation's capital should have legal marijuana. So this budget bill is so massive that he's just like, I can just plug this in here. No one's going to notice. But it basically, it said that no federal funds could go towards taxing or regulating a Schedule I substance under the Controlled Substance Act, which, as I'm sure most of you know, marijuana is a Schedule I substance. It is deemed to have no medicinal use or value, which we know is completely inaccurate. So right now, there's this really huge gray area. And it's ultimately, you know, fueling the black market. It's not reasonable to think that everyone's just going to be throwing around marijuana. So there's no space for people to really engage in this industry. But you know what? People are finding ways to do it. So if you want to have an edibles company, people are branding themselves now and going to events and giving away their edibles with their label. But there's also other ways to do it. There's the hemp industry. You can do things virtually. If you're a marketing researcher, you can promote yourself online to industries and circles on the West Coast. There are tons of different ways to get involved, but in the end, it's just like, it's about making your mark now. I keep saying it, but I mean it. If you want to get involved, seriously, do it now. You're going to be one of the first, no matter what. And you were saying how you are shocked at how quickly it happens, and it's the exact same for everyone. If you have a skill, people are like, oh, you have that skill? Cool, come help me now. Seriously, you have no choice, help me. But it's awesome, and it's a really incredible time to get involved. If you have any questions about starting your own chapter or about DC in general, please let me know. Thank you so much.